Okay, so I'm at Hyde Park Corner with Billy Bragg, who's just been speaking about the RBS campaign. To borrow a really, really bad joke, talking with the tax man about poetry.
Yeah.
So 25 or so years ago, you know, I was there fighting against Thatcherism. Did you really think then that we'd be in a situation where we'd have a Labour government who you'd be campaigning to try and change the way that they're actually behaving?
Well, I'm very, very disappointed by the way things have turned out. The situation we find ourselves now post credit crunch has really turned the whole world upside down in that sense. So, you know, I find myself now arguing with that Labour government. But it's a Labour government that hasn't really rolled back the tide of Thatcherism, so I have been disappointed in that.
And is there still hope, you think, in the Labour government, or is it time to look for different solutions politically?
Difficult to say. You know, when you look for different situation, you know, you're going to need something like a different, you know, another political party. Perhaps proportional representation might help do that. But, you know, the election's probably only a couple of months away, and we desperately need some alternative ideas other than just tax cuts and cuts in public services, which is all the main parties seem to be talking about at the moment. So I'm hoping that with this campaign I can try and get the idea of narrowing the inequality gap onto the agenda, because that seems to me the most important issue in this country.
So the main focus for the campaign is to withhold taxes at midnight as a protest against RBS.
Yeah.
People could be very, very cynical, saying, yes, the rock star, you can afford to do this.
Of course.
The working person can't.
No, well, anyone who's working has already paid their taxes through PAYE. It's only self-employed people who can afford to do this.
Okay.
So, you know, if people don't want to do it, I understand. They can just support me. You know, I don't want anyone to, you know, lose their job or their home because as a result of this campaign. You know, I'm quite happy to be the lightning rod.
And for the election in what we think 5 or 6 or so weeks' time, what really is a solution for people vote-wise? Because I don't personally see any choice.
I don't know the answer to that, mate. But I'm really worried about it. I don't know the answer.
Right, but apathy isn't the solution.
No, apathy's not the solution, nor is voting for the BNP.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks.